need a break. Relax, grab a coffee, and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
One day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the days just seem so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside, these tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming. It's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Take care of you. And I don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? This missing you like
Mariska and Irene with you again this Wednesday afternoon. Great to have your company. Hey, that sun's starting to shine. The summery feels starting. Hey, have you taken a dip yet? I know you do, Coast Guard, don't you? Have you taken a wee dip?
No, I tried. I put my big toes in the water. One of the other members on the boat went and jumped overboard, and honestly, he walked water. He was out so fast, it wasn't funny. So the sun might be shining, but the sea hasn't warmed up, and that southwesterly wind has still got me in my woolen jerseys.
I know, it's a little bit crazy. It's been crazy for the last month or two, this weather, this time of the year. But it is that time we're starting to think to get out in our boats, to get swimming again, and all of those things. We should probably think about our safety.
And that gets us Coast Guard volunteers absolutely working our little butts off every weekend and during the week, because everybody starts taking more time off and going out more often. And we had the Coastal Classic last week. Or no, what was it? It was about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know me. Everything's last week to me, but I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago or something.
We understand, Irene. It's okay.
Thank you. Yeah, and there were a couple of little incidences where we had to go out and rescue people, but that's the sort of thing that I love doing, you know. The Coast Guard members, they have an accident, their mast falls off or their rudder falls off or, you know, something happens, and we go out there and we're there for saving lives, and and that's what we do. So I just say to everybody, make sure you get all your boats checked and everything sorted out and serviced so that you can have the best time possible in the summer and that you don't need to call us. But if you do, we'll be right there to help you. We rescued a couple of young Asian people. Oh, that was just brilliant. That was one of the things that warms my heart. These two, bless their souls, chaps had bought themselves this lovely little trailer sailor type little boat, you know, little centerboard dinghy type thing, and hop themselves in it, and off they go. And of course our winds are up and down, and they tipped themselves over, landed in the water, had no gear of any sort, except they did have very, very small life jackets that were for children, not for their size at all. The water was freezing. Fortunately, some people up on the houses at the top of the cliff saw them go over and called the Coast Guard, and we weren't that far away, so we raced around there and we got them. But they were all...
Wasn't that lucky?
Yeah, very lucky. But they were already into hypothermia because they didn't have the right gear on. And so we were shoving them under hot water and warming them up as fast as we could, and managed to get them and their dinghy ashore and get it on the trailer for them and give them a big lecture about what to do and how to do it. But the lovely chap said to me, I didn't realise water was so dangerous. His English was very poor, and that was the only way he could put it. And I thought, that's such a classic. I didn't realise water was so dangerous. It is dangerous, even when it's black calm.
And I
dangerous.
Think I can understand that comment, because if you haven't been brought up, especially in any place, you know, I can imagine Americans that live in the middle of America or whoever's in a big landmass where they live in the middle and very rarely go out to the ocean, that you probably have no idea, and it probably looks so nice and calm.
Yes,
you know,
yes, exactly. Or they're used to lakes, and they're not used to where a wind can blow a lake up really quickly as well. But yes, there's all different sorts of conditions, and I mean, to me, the water is the most fabulous environment. I just love it to death. It is. I'm at my most peaceful when I'm on or in the water, and so I find it disappointing when people don't enjoy it as much as I do. I love them to be able to enjoy it. And the only way you can enjoy it is if you know all about it, if you get some information and learn how to. You don't even have to learn how to swim. Just learn what happens in the water and the ins and outs of it. And you can have fun. Absolutely.
Oh, I'm going to agree to disagree there. Why? I think you do have to learn to swim. I think it's important, or at least to know what to do if you do get tipped over, because isn't it when that panic sets in, when all the trouble really starts?
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree. But whereas in the old days, everybody learned how to swim.
Yeah.
In New Zealand anyway, I don't know about overseas, but in New Zealand it was compulsory. You learned how to swim at school. Everybody learned how to swim. Nowadays they don't consider it compulsory. Half the schools don't even have swimming pools anymore.
I know, and look at our statistics.
Exactly. I still want people to be able to go to the beach and enjoy themselves. I don't want them to just shy away from the beach and not go near it because they don't know how to swim. You know?
True. I mean, I understand that,
if they don't have the opportunities to learn how to swim in the community, then at least if they're down by the beach and paddling, they can watch other people and, you know. But it's an environment that can be so pleasurable. And for everybody,
yeah.
If they just learn a little bit about safety here and there and go.
Wouldn't it be interesting if you took those two out? Because as you say, if their English was not that great, and actually, you know, and of course, none of us have got the time to do this, but to actually show them, all of that stuff that you probably lectured them on to actually show them this is how to enjoy it, because they're going to be...
Yes.
Are they ever going to go back out and enjoy it after that incident? Who knows?
Well, I had a chat with them and I said, look, you know, just jumping into the boat and casting off and heading out there probably wasn't the best thing to do. All around the coast of New Zealand, but particularly Auckland, we have got, I don't know, I've never counted them, but we've got hundreds of little sailing schools.
Yeah.
And they don't even cost you money. You just go and sign up at the yacht club and join their sailing course, and they will teach you how to sail free of charge. So everything is there. Everything is there. It's the...
I didn't know that, though, so that's really interesting. And I think maybe we should just put that up on our Facebook page. I would have made the assumption that I would have had to go and pay, actually. Yeah.
Well, some of them might have maybe $30 or $40 that you have to join the yacht club, and then you're in the school, you know? But, I mean, if you're out there on the water... Every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there are hundreds of tiny little white sails
specking
the coast everywhere, all over the place. And that's all the little wee sailing schools that they have from one end to the other.
Yeah.
And it's a way of teaching the kids how to sail, but also how to swim and water safety.
Perfect. Hmm. Wouldn't that just be great if we all kind of managed to get in and do that as well? When you were just talking about life jackets, I know that they used to be huge cumbersome things, and they have moved on these days. So I'm even thinking, especially with people even just fishing off the rocks, because that often catches people out as well. But those little strip ones,
yes,
are they?
Yes, they're called RFDs, or they used to be called a yoke, and they're a very small one, and they will inflate immediately as soon as they hit the water. And there's various different size. Well. Predominantly, there's a one size that you just adjust. They're not that suitable for children in that aspect.
Yeah.
But they're the more expensive one, of course, because they've got a little gas bottle inside them, and they've got all the little things that make them work when they hit the water. So the ones that you're talking about, the bulkier ones, are the cheaper ones to buy. And very easy to put on.
Are they making them in funky colours now? They always used to be orange.
Well, that's why, because it's the easiest to see.
I know, but we can have little cool buttons or something. But even if they were orange flowers or something, I don't know. You know, if they were funky, wouldn't it be exciting for children to wear them? I'm just trying to make it easier for people to want to wear them, because we still don't. Let's be honest, many people still don't.
I know. Just about every boat that we call to go and help in some form or another, the first thing we say to them is, have you got life jackets? Would you please put them on?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the point of them being in the boat? They need to be on the people.
Yeah, pretty hard to try and get one on when you're getting tossed around
when
and about,
really sinking, it's pretty hard. Yeah.
Actually, I heard something on the radio the other day, or it might have been on the TV, I can't remember. Oh, I'm catching your thing. Mm. But they were talking about, even if you run out of petrol, don't be embarrassed. Ring them up and get help than trying to, you know, than just being out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
Because they say some people are a bit embarrassed that they have run out.
Well, if they're doing all these safety checks before they leave, they should never run out.
No.
But like I said, we are there to save lives. We're not there about saving your boat or your property or anything else. We're there about saving your life.
Yeah.
So if you are on your boat and you have run out of petrol, or you've done something silly, whatever, we still want to know, because that means you're going to end up on the rocks and your life's going to be in danger, and we'd rather rescue you before you got to a more dangerous situation. So yes, we want everybody to call us, but remember that we are volunteers. We're not getting paid to come out and help you. So when you call us up and say, look, I'm a Coast Guard member and I would like you to come and move my boat from here to there because the motor's not working very well and da-da-da, we do it. But remember that we're volunteers, and you could have got a mate to help you do that rather than call us out at 10:30 on a Wednesday night when most of us go on to bed. And we get this emergency call out. So, just keep that in mind. We don't get paid to do it, but we will always come to a call, no matter what.
Do you guys have, I presume you have fundraising days? I'm sure you do, but my mind's gone totally blank. Actually, isn't that funny? My mind has gone totally blank with Coast Guard. I know Life Safe, the surf... Life saving.
You're trying to say yes, they do. They have loads of it. I think we have lots of desks and stools at the boat show and so on and so forth. And I'm not sure, but I think we do join Surf Life Saving when they have big stalls and things.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But we're not as out there as Surf Life Saving is to raise funds. No.
Yeah. So watch out for those volunteers. Right, now that we're getting all our tongues twisted, let's just have a wee break, eh? We'll put on some music and we'll be back with you shortly.
Our lover's got humour. She's a giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your light. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God. Let me give you my life. Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog.
So we haven't got long to go, but we're talking Coast Guard. It's that time of the year, but it's about keeping ourselves safe, doing those checks on your boat. So, Irene, run me through the checks that I'm going to put you right on the spot now, and we know what our grey matter is like today. It has not been that great. So, what are some of those checks we do? Obviously, it's got to be fueled up.
Yes, you check your petrol. No matter what the boat is, you check that the diesel. Don't rely on somebody else saying, oh, yes, we filled the diesel up when we came in last time. You go and physically check the diesel and make sure there's enough. Physically check the petrol tanks if it's an outboard type thing. Make sure they're all fine. You start the boat up and make sure that it's running tickety-boo before you cast off the lines from the sump from right. the wharf. So you get everything checked in that department. You make sure that all your safety apparatus is there, like your life jackets, your fire extinguishers, that you've got all the lines and everything that you need, that your anchor works properly. That
your radio...
Yes, your radio.
You should check your radio's on.
Not everybody has radios, but yes, you can check that your radio is on and that it's working properly, that your EPIRB, if you've got one, is up to date.
What's that?
EPIRB. Electronic positioning and
so I can find you. Yeah.
So that you can find me if I go down. It automatically activates as soon as it hits the water. Only the bigger boats have those, the smaller ones don't.
That's a good idea. So you don't have to activate it?
No. It activates the minute it hits the water.
So you're obviously in big trouble then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a lot of things, that some of the smaller little dinghies and things, when they go out fishing, they forget to take enough petrol, or they only take two cans of petrol because they're only intending to go down to the Tamaki Strait or somewhere, and they hear on the radio or their mate gives them a call on their smartphone and says, oh, the fish are really biting over here. So they zoom over to the new place, and next thing they know, they haven't got enough petrol to get home. So always take enough, or think about where the next place is that you're going to before you go there. But also check your anchor. Sometimes they get themselves anchored into places that are very rocky or snarly, and they've got a grapple hook or something like that, and they can't get it up. They just cannot get it up.
I hadn't thought of that.
And, of course, the wind comes up, it gets darker and darker. They're stuck. In a little dinghy and they're stuck. So, yeah, there's loads of things, particularly with the fish are biting. Oh, it's very easy to forget about everything.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We've got
some. And, sorry, one last thing. Wear your life jackets.
Right. You heard that from Irene here at Two Sugars. So do not forget, because she'll be after you. So get those life jackets. Hey, you're not a nerd if you wear one. Actually, you're safe and you're alive. We'll put those connections up on the Facebook page. So go and have a look at Coast Guard. If you have bought yourself a wee boat just lately and you're thinking you're going to be heading out this summer, join Coast Guard. And I'm sure they'll give you a whole lot of information also to how to stay safe out there. So let's enjoy the summer. And let's all stay safe. Didn't you like that? I keep saying summer. It's not quite really there yet. But anyway, the sun's shining and that's good enough for me. And we'll see you guys the same time, same place next week.
Let us hold each other. Lonely.